It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Let's welcome tonight's guest. He's young, fun, and a Harvard alum. His new book is called How to Destroy America in 3 Easy Steps. DailyWire.com editor-in-chief Ben Shapiro. He makes more sense than an arcade change maker. Washington Times opinion editor and Fox News contributor Charlie Hurt. Her biceps look like flea bites on a wet piece of spaghetti. Host of Sincerely Cat on Fox Nation. Look at that, Cat Tim. And a Ferris wheel is his unicycle, my massive sidekick and host, sidekick and host of Nuff Said on Fox Nation, Tyrus. All right, Ben, what was your take on the hearings? How is this good for America?
Well, it isn't. I mean, I think that we did see some new pretzeling. I didn't know that people could fit their heads so far up their own asses it started to come out their face again. But we did see that repeatedly from these Democrats who are sitting there and making fools of themselves. I've never seen anybody try to reclaim their time from a witness. That's actually not in the Robert's Rules of Order. You can reclaim your time from another congressperson. You can't do it from a witness. In an attempt to shut up a witness you're asking a question to just makes you look idiotic. But I guess when you're so used to looking idiotic, then a little bit more doesn't hurt.
Yeah, that's true. And they keep doing it. Every hearing gets kind of worse. Charlie, I don't think I could hate a group of people more. I hated the violent activists in Portland, but I think I hate these people more than I hate the violent activists.
That's a good point. I think I share that condemnation with you. No, but I do think that it's an indication of just how effective Bill Barr has been. The big tell with these people, these Democrats in Congress, is always, you can always tell who it is that they fear the most by who it is that they attack the most ridiculously. The way they attack Donald Trump, for example, or the way they attack George W. Bush back in 2004. They called him a war criminal. They called Dick Cheney a war criminal. The more ridiculous the attacks, the more effective that person is. And nobody in the Trump administration has been more effective than Bill Barr. The reason that Bill Barr has done what he's done is because he's trying to protect protesters' right to free speech, right to free assembly. But you can't do that if you have people firebombing police stations, blinding police officers, and burning down storefronts.
Yeah. You know, Tyrus, I always, like, whenever I look at these situations, I always envision this fantasy of you being involved in the situation, like in the riots from we were talking last week. In this case, what would have happened if someone denied you, if Nadler denied you the opportunity of going to the bathroom? What would you have done?
Oh, they would have got a special show. I wouldn't have taken me on that one either. I would have stood at attention and see this, and I would have told them why it takes me 5 minutes. It would have been a minute. It would have been an awkward, long,
yes,
5 minutes. That's the only thing,
yes,
I wish that the AG would have said, you know what? I tried to be cool saying it was lunch, but
yeah.
Excuse me, you know, and leave his mic on when he does it. But the seriousness of this, besides me peeing on the in front of the house,
yes,
is that they're painting this picture. The country, they're painting this picture. Mm-hmm. We're getting that look of this totalitarian government. You know, they're against the people. They're using the police as stormtroopers, not actually protecting, mm-hmm, federal buildings. And that narrative is starting to get a lot of traction. People are just seeing where it looks,
right,
like the evil Barr and the evil President Trump and anyone who supports them doesn't care about the people during a time when we're in the middle of a pandemic where everyone should be caring about the people. So we have to be real careful with how we respond to that. I think Barr did a good job considering he was literally accused of everything except spreading coronavirus himself. You know, that's the only thing,
yeah,
that we didn't get at the end was connecting him. Because when you argue with ignorant, you can't, because they can connect anything. You know, so
that's true.
It was really unfortunate to watch. I think it would have been better if he would have peed on him. Honestly.
Yeah. So, Kat, you're a libertarian.
Yes.
When you're watching this, does that make you more of a libertarian or an anarchist or just violent?
Yeah. Oh, I've been an anarchist for years. I just say libertarian so I can keep this job. No, I'm kidding, right? And that's the entire point. That's the entire point. Because I look at Democrats, like, why are you handling this way? I mean, civil liberties? We don't have. I'm a huge advocate for civil liberties. I get called radical for how big of an advocate I am for civil liberties. Burning buildings down is not among those liberties, right? Any one of them could have said, hey, things are bad in Portland. Still, let's not let this distract us from the need for criminal justice reform, from the need for police reform, which we also do need. And those are two issues that I've been passionate about for years as well. But they don't do that. They can't do that. They just say, it's all good in Portland. Everything's fine in Portland. When we can all see videos of things on fire. And it really just distracts from the real conversation. If they really do care about these issues, let's focus on the solutions and talk about it in a real way. You're just politicizing, and the way that you're doing it is just so stupid. Because we have eyeballs. I don't call anything okay if anything's, you know, even starting to smoke, you know, the engulfed in flames. That's not okay.
Yeah. I'm just noticing that for some reason tonight, Kat is using her hands a lot more when talking. It's just so weird.
Hell froze over.
Don't forget. Congrats. All right, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on-a-whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Does each passing summer become more of a bummer? A new survey finds that the average person had the best summer of their life when they were just 14 years old. That's like 30 years ago for Kat. About two-thirds of Americans say summer loses its magic as we get older. Once you add in adult responsibilities like getting a job. But most say the best part of those young summers was having, quote, spontaneous adventures with friends. I can relate. When I was 14, I toured with New Kids on the Block. I was the only one with chest hair. Anyway, lots of people say they hope to recreate some of their favorite childhood activities this year. Stuff like camping in the woods or swimming in a pool and dismembering and dissolving a drifter you met while riding a boxcar through Lexington, Kentucky in 1986. All right, Kat. What's your favorite summer and why?
You know, it's hard to pick one favorite, right? They all have
the point.
They have their good and bad. Like 2016, I was in this horrible situationship with this guy that was lying to me and didn't like me. He was abusive and all this other trauma going on. However, that was also the summer when we were all playing Pokemon Go. And I loved when we were all playing Pokemon Go. So it's like trauma, Pokemon Go. You know, and it's like this one, there's been good things. You know, there have been adventures for me emotionally. Like, how far can the state of the world, you know, push me before I mentally break? That's been an adventure. So, you know, good and bad all around. I like to not be cold outside. Summer's the best.
Okay.
The end.
All right, Ben. Ben, what's your take? Best summer?
Well, definitely wasn't when I was a teenager because I was already in college and being beaten up. So I'm going to go with when I became an adult and grew from being 5'2" to being a solid, stocky 5'9", finally got married and then had a life. I'll probably go with that. So anytime in the last 12 years. But yeah, childhood wasn't great for me.
Sorry.
I forgot about that. You spent your childhood in college where people who were in college acted like children. You were like the adult. You were like Michael J. Fox on steroids.
I was the same height, too. Yeah.
Charlie, what was your favorite summer and why?
I was not in college when I was a young man,
I mean,
to be sure.
Okay.
College was not good for me. But when I was 14, I had a great summer, a really great summer when I was 14. But if I had to pick the best summer, I would probably say this summer is the best summer of my life. Kids are home. I mean, there have been a lot of challenges, obviously, and a lot of misery. But kids are home. I've probably done more fishing with my kids than I've done since I became an adult. It's been sort of an unexpected blessing in a lot of ways.
Interesting. The glass half full, so to speak, in my case, with scotch. Tyrus, favorite summer and why?
Before I start, first of all, congratulations, Kat, on getting engaged.
Thank you.
Can let it go now. You're engaged.
No, I'm
you're
not going to let it
go. Let it go. It's over. It's you're home clear. You're in the home. You're good. You know? I always went fishing in the summertime on the Kern River.
Minutes.
Camping. You know, just let it. You let it go, Kat. But, camping in the Kern River when I was 14 was fun. But, you know, honestly, all my summers keep getting better. The more grown you get and the more money you make, you have way more fun. So, and the cool thing
right.
is, you had to have summer when you were a kid stuck in school. It's summer all year round for me now. I travel the world. So I'm on summer vacation permanently, and then I show up on Friday for about 30 to 35 minutes, talk some bull. You guys get a paycheck and go back to my summer vacation. So I'm literally living the dream. So, you know, summers just keep getting better.
You are. That is true. I was going to say the best summer always is the one in which you lost your virginity. So for me, that would be 2013.
Not yet for me.
Amsterdam. Thanks to Ben Shapiro. Buy his book. Charlie Hurd, Kat Timpf, and Tyrus. Congratulations, Kat. I'm Greg Gutfeld. I love you, America. Hey, it's Clay Travis. Join me for Outkick the Show as we dive deep into a mix of topics. New episodes available Monday to Friday on your favorite podcast platform and watch directly on outkick.com/watch.